Okay, let's get over to our next guest. It's Hui Shan, Chief China Economist at Goldman Sachs, discussing the economic outlook for China itself. Hui, thank you so much for joining us. I think you wrote a report last week, or published one at least, for 2023's outlook, and it was titled After Winter Comes Spring. Well, that's, of course, obvious, but the point is, what will that spring look like?
It's going to look a bit messy because getting out zero COVID after such a long time of keeping virus out of the country will mean a lot of people getting infections and getting sick. And we don't know if the hospitals are going to be prepared for that wave of infections. So assuming that people will be apprehensive, there could be some hiccups. So it might be a bit of a messy reopening process.
When you look at the property market, which is obviously the other big story on the mainland, are you confident that we're going to see a recovery as we go into 2023?
I think the government has made it pretty clear that they are doing everything possible to complete those pre-sold properties, meaning they're cutting off the left tails. We're going to see a stabilization or some notable recovery, that is still unclear. But I think the focus right here is that we don't want it to get any worse. So all the people paid their money to buy these properties to be delivered in 3 years. We're going to make sure the properties are being delivered. Therefore, people still have confidence in the system and still pay money upfront to buy these pre-sold properties.
But sure, but let's look further ahead, shall we? I mean, you can, is the property kind of model gone now? We look at one of the fastest aging societies ever in history, and you're just going to not need those number of properties that have been built. And so how does this all change the game?
Yeah, that's precisely the point. That the magnitude of a decline may be too much for the government's liking, but the direction is by design. This is not a mistake or anything, and they're not trying to engineer a U-turn. Longer term, we simply do not need as many new apartments being built and being sold. Do we need a 30% year-on-year decline? That might be too much. We need a gradual adjustment. You still have urbanization ongoing. That's why we don't really expect the government to stimulate the sector. The key is to stabilize it and to prevent any further spiraling down. So that's why they introduce all these measures to cut off the left tail.
So in your work, Hui, how do you understand the connection between what's going on in the property market and overall consumer sentiment in China?
The property sector, because it's the biggest asset on household balance sheet, is very important for sentiment and confidence among households. But I would say right now is the COVID situation. You can argue that's even more important, because if you don't have the COVID situation resolved, people have no confidence in their future income stream and their future job prospect. Even if you ease property sector, lending and down payment and mortgage rate, it's unclear that can transmit into transactions if I don't know if I have a job or not next year. So I think for the property sector to have a proper recovering path, we need to get the COVID situation resolved.
Well, this is it, isn't it? And they're still living in China under COVID, whereas the rest of the world has largely come out of that whole terrible pandemic and what it did entail. Now, the thing is, what could China learn from the other economies which bounced back after they reopened? Of course, this is a much more staggered reopening in China, so you could actually argue it's a reopening with Chinese characteristics, and so how will the structure of the economy have altered?
Ideally, given Chinese government conservative and doing everything gradual and running pilots, that kind of a style, that would be what they want to do. But I'm not sure Omicron allows that to happen. I don't see how you can open one part of the country or open partially if Omicron just so contagious. So that's why, coming back to your initial question, it seems that this might be a messier process than the government would like to see, because as soon as you lift the zero COVID policy, it's going to be massive spread of the virus.
Let's talk briefly about U.S.-China relations. We had Presidents Biden and Xi meeting a little while back on the sidelines of the G20, but there remains a little bit of tension, particularly where high technology is concerned. I mean, this relationship, are you expecting it to improve over time in the new year, or is it going to be a case of stasis where we're pretty much each side watching the other very closely and unwilling to make significant movement?
Yeah, good question. I think there are different layers to the U.S.-China relationship. Is it improving from the very rock bottom after Speaker Pelosi's visit of Taiwan? Now at least we have more talks. I think the climate dialogue also restarted. Anthony Blinken is coming to Beijing next year. So there are, from that very bottom, we are seeing some improvement. And hopefully, after China reopens, we'll have more dialogue and visits and a conversation that will be helpful. But the bigger picture, this whole strategic competition, the technology front, what we are seeing, that big picture is unlikely to change. If anything, you know, this is going to be a very dynamic interplay, that export controls being imposed, mm-hmm. and China will have to figure out how it will move forward. So we'll see how this plays out.
Hui Shan from Goldman Sachs, thanks so much for joining us here on Daybreak Asia.